Welcome to Baltimore Internet Radio. I'm your host, Dave Custy. Today, my guest is Chantel Mobley. Chantel Mobley is a medical surgical nurse manager at Mercy Medical Center here in Baltimore, Maryland. She oversees a 32-bed medical surgical nursing unit encompassing specific patient care populations and is accountable and responsible for the operation and management of the medical surgical inpatient unit. Ms. Mobley works with a nurse educator to ensure the learning needs of staff are met. She prepared staff for the Joint Commission survey and relocation to a new facility in 2010. She is currently in the process of preparing staff for an upcoming magnet survey and co-developed training classes to assist with the magnet survey. Welcome to Baltimore Internet Radio, Chantel.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Give me a short bio in your own words.
Let's see, short bio. I have started my nursing career here at Mercy Medical in 2002 as a student nurse, and then later as a nursing support technician. And then soon after that, I became a staff nurse on the 14th floor of the old Macaulay building, which now I am happy to say that I am now in the new building at Mercy Medical Center, which is known as the Catherine Bunting building on the 14th floor, the same as before. I was a staff nurse there for approximately about 6 years, which in turn I became the manager of the same unit. And right now I am the manager of that unit.
Well, let's back up a little bit. How did you get interested in nursing?
Wow. Okay. Now, for the risk of seeming a little cliche, I just simply loved caring for people. I have a few family members who are nurses, and I just fell in love with the whole premise of being able to care for someone. I've done that all my life. I've done that since I was a teenager with my grandma, and I think it just evolved into what I love doing the best. I sort of like get that satisfied feeling that comes along with helping someone in need. I kind of used to equate it to if you haven't eaten for a couple of hours and when you first take that first bite, and it's just pure satisfaction. To me, it's just it's like nothing else. It's nursing is one of those professions where appreciation is not always given in the form of words, but you just know by looking at your patient's countenance and how much you've helped them that you made a difference. Or I would say looking at their loved one's faces and how relieved they are to know that now their loved one is no longer suffering. That, to me, gives me all the pleasure in the world.
Oh, I like that image about taking that first bite. It's true.
Absolutely.
So in a typical day, I know you work, you're in the surgical unit, and so there's really not a typical day, I imagine, but just tell us what you like about a typical day and what you do.
What I like about my time here at Mercy, or my position here at Mercy, and I say this on a daily basis, and it doesn't matter who asks me, are the people that I work with. I have, since the inception of my career here, have worked with the same almost bunch of people that for the last 13 years, and it's the people that keep me here. I manage a 32-bed medical surgical unit, and a little bit about the patients. We have four specialties here in the unit. They are GI patients, gastrointestinal patients, GU patients, patients dealing with problems with bladder, with their bladders, breast and plastic reconstruction patients whom after cancer we bring them here and we sort of like give them a new start on life with some reconstruction surgeries here, as well as just patients who come in here with asthma, COPD, sickle cell, anemia, to name a few. We run the gamut of care here for our patients. Besides the patient care, just working with my staff, whom I love dearly, sometimes too much. I think that is truly what keeps me here at Mercy, along with the mission of Mercy. It just goes hand in hand.
It sounds great. It sounds like you enjoy coming in every day.
I do. I really do.
Go in a little more detail about how you worked up to being the nurse manager.
So what happened was, when I was in my rotation in school, I first started out at the Catonsville Community College and School, and that's where I got my first taste of nursing, almost like a residency program, but it was a one where we came about 2 to 3 days a week to the hospital. And coming to Mercy was probably one of my favorite. I first visited the 14th floor in the older building, and in the Macaulay building, which still sits today. And when I first came there, they were sort of catered more to the female population. It used to be known as the women's services floor. So there were probably more female patients than not. So I just took a liking to being able to work with female, because I am a female, just being able to take care of them, understanding them, and just being there for them. So I fell in love with the floor there. Once I graduated from school, I applied for a position here, and I got the position, and I have not left since. So that was 12, 13 years ago, and I just love the floor. I will tell you, back up a little bit. Once after my rotation in school, I became a nursing support technician, where I assisted the nurses and other folk on the floor to take care of the patients. And then I became a staff nurse on the floor. And then 2 years later, I was asked to fill in as an interim manager on the unit that I love so much, and I didn't really have to think about it, and I did, and then 6 months later, I became the full-time permanent manager, and the rest is history.
It's good to talk to somebody that really likes to go into work every day.
I do.
So we'll go into a little detail now about being in the medical surgical inpatient unit. Mm-hmm. You said about the type of illnesses that you treat, but tell us a little bit about what you do in terms of being accountable and responsible for the operation.
I have about a 60 staff unit here, so I'm responsible for 60 staff, and they consist of registered nurses, certified nursing technicians, and then our unit secretaries. So I'm responsible for them, as well as all of my 32 patients when we are full. Day-to-day operations include rounding on my patients, making sure everything is okay with them, making sure of my HR issues are taken care of with my staff. I'm just making sure that the unit runs smoothly, making sure my patients get in here, taken care of, and then discharged at a reasonable amount of time, considering their diagnosis. So it runs the full gamut. So we do take care of patients once they leave post-anesthesia care unit, which is the PACU, and they come here sometimes right after that or after leaving the ICU unit, where we come here and we try to get them ready to go home. So post-surgical patients come here. And then, like I said before, patients who have more medical illnesses like asthma, COPD, sickle cell, the IV drug abuser who needs some assistance, the homeless person that lies across the street under the bridge that needs assistance, we turn our back on no one. Any ailment that this floor is capable and the staff here is capable of taking care of, we do, and we do to the best of our ability. I consider myself what they call a transformational leader. And being a transformational leader, you're such that you are a person that is involved with enhancing and motivating those who work around you, and keeping them in that motivation in line with the values of your institution. Being a transformational leader means that I challenge the people that work with me and work around me to do the things that they sometimes don't think that they can do them, they can do. And that is probably one of my biggest, I would believe, successes that I attribute to myself. That is something that I hold dear, really high. Just getting a person to that next step, that next level, that to me is what a true leader is about. And sometimes I kind of use that same philosophy when I don't do a lot of patient care anymore, because I am in management, but every single time that I can assist a nurse or a nursing assistant with a patient, I do. And I use that same mentality of that transformational leader. I take that into the patient's room. I'm motivating them, and I'm encouraging them. I'm giving them all the tools they need that for when they leave here, mm-hmm. that will lead to a speedy recovery at home and a safe recovery. So I kind of like try to all those values of that transformational person in both the people that follow me, the people that I lead, and the patients that we're charged with getting better. Yeah, seeing them grow, seeing them just realize within themselves what they're capable of.
If you have people that you've really worked with for a while and you see them grow and you're very gratified and then they leave, do you ever get people come back to you?
Yes. Tell me
about that.
Yeah, people leave organizations, not just hospitals, but any business or whatever, for a number of reasons, whether it be personal or professional or, you know, some means of progressing in their professional life. But I will probably tell you, I've probably gotten in the last year about 3 or 4 phone calls saying that they'd like to come back.
Oh,
and if I ever can accommodate them mm-hmm. legally, I definitely take them back if possible, especially the people that call you to come back are those probably that were probably your top achievers. So, of course, you want them back. So anything that I can do to work them back into the system of mercy, mm-hmm. I definitely try to make happen along with some other people in the hospital. Absolutely.
Oh, great. Sounds like you have some satisfied customers. Not
yeah,
just
we
in
try.
Patients,
we,
but
we,
staff.
Have, we have a, absolutely patient staff alike.
You prepared staff for the Joint Commission survey a few years back. Tell me a little bit about that.
Joint Commission itself is a governing body of hospitals in general, making sure that we live up to the standards of high patient care, you know, increased patient care, because no patient wants to come to an organization where they're not safe and where they're not respected. So the Joint Commission is, while it's such a heavy survey and heavy in terms of they're crossing every T and dotting every I, meaning that they want to make sure that your patients are to a certain extent free from infection. They want to make sure that your patients are free from illnesses that they didn't come in with. So in, by getting the staff ready for that, we're just making sure that we are providing the top-notch care that patients deserve. So that whole Joint Commission is so large, it's so broad, but it's ensuring that your staff is 100% ready to tackle any problem that arises with the patient from the time they come into the emergency room to the time they leave your bed up on your unit. Safety is the number one reason, and that's why the Joint Commission exists. They're here to make sure that we are doing everything possible to care for your patient in a safe, effective way.
Is it like people come in from the Joint Commission and ask you questions? Or
oh, yeah. Sometimes it's an unknown visit. It's a surprise visit. Mm-hmm. So what that tests is that you should be doing the right thing all the time. And we like to do that, think that we do, which is why we've succeeded every year that I've been here with the Joint Commission. They come in and they make sure that all of your standards are up to par with federal mandates and regulations, and we have done an excellent job ever since, every year that I've been here.
And so, like the Boy Scouts, you're always prepared.
We're always prepared, and that goes along with doing the right thing all the time. If you do the right thing all the time, you don't have to be so prepared, and you're not afraid when someone comes in to see if you're doing the right thing or to check if you're doing the right thing. So, which is why we're a magnet hospital. I know we'll talk about it later.
Right, that's a good segue there, right there.
Yeah.
Very good. Mm-hmm. But, Mercy's always had a great reputation. I was born in Mercy.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Long
time ago. Yeah.
It's still a great place, and I don't just say that because I work here. It really is. The people place.
Let's talk about that magnet survey then. Tell me a bit about that.
Okay, so the magnet survey, magnet has everything to do with nursing more so than the medical aspect. Magnet recognizes outstanding, extraordinary nursing care. It is the acknowledgement of the top 7% of the greatest or the most extraordinary hospitals in the country.
Wow.
And we are a part of that 7%, so I'm happy about that. They recognize outstanding nursing care. It's totally focused on nursing, more or less. And they look at all of your nursing-sensitive indicators, which are public knowledge, and that's like your infection rates, that is whether or not you use restraints or not, just pure safety. Magnet has to do everything with your patients being safe, and we have done an excellent job in making sure that our patients are safe and that nurses are happy. It also has to do with how nurses feel about working at an organization, if they feel like they have a voice in the organization, if they feel like they have a voice in their patient care, their autonomy. That's everything that's magnet.
The procedure of it, is that similar to the Joint Commission?
It focuses more or less on nurses and their attitudes and their attitudes about patient care and their attitudes about the hospital management, that kind of thing. Are you happy working at your organization? Does your organization give you a voice? How do you know you're giving the best care possible to your patients? And then when nurses answer those questions, they speak to their rates. Example, I know I'm giving great care because in the past 2 years or two quarters, my patients haven't gotten any particular kind of infection, that kind of thing. And if you come out top tier, then once everything down to the nitty-gritty, then you're considered magnet or you're not. And we were fortunate enough to be considered magnet.
That's the sort of thing, then, that you have to keep track of in terms of the infection rates and
oh, yeah,
kind of
absolutely.
You yourself,
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we work along with the quality division here at Mercy Medical Center. The managers here are very, very involved in every facet of the floor. I mean, you know what's going on a daily basis. I mean, every manager knows their infection rates or if their patients are happy from patient satisfaction rates. You definitely know that. You're at the pulse of that. You work along closely with your staff, your nursing staff, and your quality division in your hospital. So you definitely know where you stand with that. And that's what Magnet looks at. It looks at you taking care of your patients and your patients are healthy and safe.
Do you have to be renewed every couple of years or so?
Yeah, I believe as it stands now, I believe it's every 3 years.
And you got one coming up
We got one coming up next year.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And with the magnet process, you never stop working.
Mm-hmm.
So you never let anything drop at all. So you're consistently working to improve on the improvements that you've already improved on.
Oh, I see. So with that and the Joint Commission survey, you're always on your toes.
You're always on your toes, regardless
of those two things. But
absolutely. You should never be doing that just to get that accolade for someone to come and say you're not doing a good job or you're doing a good job. You do that because the patient is at the source or is the end person that you're trying to help or satisfy.
With that, it must have been kind of difficult moving then, especially with patients. Go a little detail about that.
Oh, wow. That was a feat, but it was a very successful feat. Oh, my God. It was very, very well orchestrated. We had some of the top-notch advisors and counselors in here helping us do that. We just had so much help from, they called the planning committees that the organization put into play, which included outside people as well as inside people. I will tell you, nurses had probably the most say-so in the move and the design of the new facility because they have to work it every day. You know, so
sure.
The organization was very good at getting the pulse of the nursing staff and those, the end users, the people who will be actually using the facility, using the equipment and all of that kind of stuff. But it was a very detailed, structured, organized, I like to say, organized confusion. Everything was ABC. Oh, it was wonderful. ABC, 1, 2, 3. Everybody knew their role. Everyone, it was awesome. We had people who volunteered to come in 2-3 o'clock in the morning to get the building moved over. It was a large endeavor, but it worked so smoothly. I was really kind of blown away by, because I've never been a part of something like that. By the way, it just ran so smoothly. It was one unit after the next, one floor after the next. And you had several people assisting in the move who weren't even part of certain departments. But everyone had a role because everything was planned so diligently, from the IT portion to the nursing portion. So it was very synchronized.
What did you do in terms of ensuring that there wasn't any infection when you're moving patients outside?
Well, actually, it didn't take place outside. We had this tunnel here.
Oh.
So everything was very, very closed.
Ooh.
Closed system. So because the buildings are connected,
mm-hmm.
we made sure every precaution was taken. every precaution was taken. And those patients who were more unstable than others, they had a team moving with them. Say, for instance, if there was a really unstable person on my floor, we may have had maybe a doctor and an ICU nurse as well as a nurse on my floor move the patient. If you had a baby from the NICU move, you had the NICU nurse, some staff from the NICU, you may have had an attending physician. I'm sorry, the NICU is the neonatal intensive care unit.
Oh, okay,
see. Yeah, for the little babies, the at-risk babies. So they were probably encased in maybe an isolate where infection would not be allowed in, that type thing. And then you had all of your emergency personnel transporting those patients as well as unstable patients on the floor. So everything was very thought out.
Yeah. Is this part of the reason that you got the Macaulay Gold Award?
Yeah, that may have been one of them. You know, the organization is adamant about recognizing excellence.
Mm-hmm.
That the littlest things, you're just like, oh, that was just my job. But they're like, no, we want to recognize you. So we get recognized, or I get recognized for the things that I think I should be doing anyway when they think that it's something grand. And I really appreciate that because it makes it worthwhile doing even more.
Well, you've got some other awards, too. Tell me about your awards here.
I don't know what the words to tell you about.
Don't be modest.
I am part of the Sigma Theta Tau National Nursing Society, and I have been since I've been in school, and I continue to be a part of that organization, and it just recognizes nursing excellence.
Mm-hmm.
I am part of what's called AMSN. It's the Academy of Med-Surg Nurses, where we try all the time to improve medical surgical nurses on so many different fronts. This is a national brainchild of med-surg nurses. But a lot of different specialties within nursing has their own specialty, and I belong to the AMSN, the Academy of Med-Surg Nurses. I'm an active member of that organization as well. I've done several things in the hospital. Like right now, I've just come off of the Black History Month Committee, where we put together some wonderful, wonderful educational opportunities for people in the hospital. And I'm just proud to say that not only African-Americans were part of that committee. I mean, we had a little bit of everyone. We had choirs singing. We had raffles being composed to benefit our maternal child health division, and in particular the babies here at Mercy, mm-hmm. helping buy them some very much needed like supplies like blankets and undershirts and, you know, little things that they need to go home for families that can't afford them. So I've been pretty busy with like a lot of different things here at Mercy. Yeah.
Sounds terrific. So mm-hmm. what do you do to relax?
Oh, my goodness. I love to travel and visit various spas in different cities. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to one in South Carolina in the next 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I do to relax. I go visit other states, go to nice relaxing spas, day wow. spas, or weekend spas. That's okay. what I do to relax and travel.
Do you have any favorite ones?
Oh, man, there's one in PA it's called Jim Thorpe.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Thorpe's, that's a beauty.
That's a beauty.
I try to travel, so I try to get outside of Maryland.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So mm-hmm. you talked about your work and your history. Tell me a little bit about how you see yourself 5 years from now.
Well, let's see. That was pretty, I see so much. But I will tell you, going back to that transformational person that I am and that I hope to be better at, my focus right now for the 3 month part is to just be the best transformational leader that I can be. At this stage in my professional career, I feel that I have the best of both worlds. I have the opportunity to work closely with my staff, you know, helping them along the way, realizing their dream in their profession as a healthcare provider, as well as to assist patients when needed. And that is going back to why I became a nurse in the first place. So to me, that is most rewarding. I get the best of both.
Wonderful.
And I'd probably be doing this for the next 5 years if they'll keep me.
Well, I was going to ask you, do you foresee yourself staying at Mercy?
I do. I really, really do. I mean, I feel like it's a warm place. It's a place that follows the mission, mm-hmm. you know, their mission, and I think they follow it to a T. I really do. And they do so much work to keep that mission going that I really can't see myself anyplace else in the next 5 years.
Is there anything else you want to add?
I would have to say that if for some strange reason that nursing no longer existed, mm-hmm. I don't know. I'd probably be destitute. I honestly do not know what I would do because I don't think that I've ever thought about another profession other than nursing.
Well, maybe you could run a spa.
Oh, maybe I could run a spa. You know what I'd probably do? I'd probably have that spa cater to people who are disenfranchised, people
That's
who are
good.
Ill, people who are sick. You know what I mean? And I'd probably take them in, and I'd probably be having my field day with them because I did excel in massage therapy when I was in school.
Oh.
So I probably could do that. That would be something that I would do. That would definitely be something that I would do. Thanks for giving me that idea.
Not that Mercy listening, Mercy. You know, we're not saying that's, you know, the prime objective here.
Absolutely.
Well, it's been a great pleasure talking to you, Chantel.
Thank you so much, Dave. This was really fun. I really enjoy it. I feel like I was able to talk about not only me, just the profession of nursing and the place that I really loved and gave me my start in nursing and hopefully my end in nursing. So thank you so much.
No, it's Appreciate my pleasure. This is. I hope to continue with programs about people at Mercy. I hope
you
that you come back,
great
too.
Thing like this.
I hope you're interested.
Just give me a call.
Great. Terrific.
And you have my contact information.
Well, that's what I'm going to ask now. Why don't
okay.
you give that out?
Okay, so I am Chantel Mobley. I am a master's certificate nurse at Mercy Medical Center. I am located at 345 St. Paul Place on Baltimore, Maryland, 21202. My office number is 410-332-4946, or I could be reached by a mobile. And it's 443-955-8163. And last but not least, my email address is smobley@mdmercy.com.
Thank you very much, Chantel. It's been
Thank
terrific
you so much.
Work talking to you there.
You as well.
I've been talking to Chantel Mobley, the medical surgical nurse manager at Mercy Medical Center here in Baltimore, Maryland. I'm Dave Custy. You've been listening to Baltimore Internet Radio.